Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
The autumn leaves of red and gold.
I know, it's not autumn, but for those of us who are really not big fans of the heat and humidity, it's no problem to be fixated on mid-October. For now, as the holiday weekend continues, so does the heat and humidity, so let's check in and get the latest from AccuWeather's Brian Thompson. Brian?
Yeah, Bud, mid-October sounds pretty good to me right now. It's a very humid day across the area. Temperatures up close to, if not a little above 90 now in many spots, so high temperatures will be close to 90, but it's that humidity and the fact that we have very little wind today, which has been really pushing the AccuWeather real field temperature up close to 100 degrees right now in much of the area. Now, we are going to be seeing some spotty thunderstorms as we head through the rest of the day. There are a few that have popped up now, but not many places will see one, so it's going to stay pretty hot and pretty warm and sticky through tonight. And we're going to still see the heat, maybe a little bit of relief from the humidity heading into tomorrow. Bud?
All right, Brian, thank you. This weather goes beyond just being a pain or an inconvenience. It can be dangerous. Zach Iskell is the city's commissioner for emergency management.
We encourage folks, you know, go to the pools, go to the beaches. Those are good options, you know, for beating the heat. But follow the guidance that's being issued. Listen to the lifeguards. Only swim if you're at the ocean in areas that are patrolled by lifeguards. Follow their direction.
A heat advisory is in effect through this evening. An excessive heat warning is in effect for Monmouth, Middlesex, and Somerset counties in New Jersey. Another swimming tragedy in the waters off Coney Island. Two teenage sisters died last night. Police say they were pulled from the water at around 9:30. Witnesses say the two teens went back into the ocean after it started raining. Nobody else went in because of the rough waters. Officers started combing the shoreline with flashlights about 8 o'clock. This comes about a week after the bodies of two teens went missing while swimming after hours at Rockaway Beach. A pedestrian accident in the Mott Haven section of the Bronx.
A mother and a six-month-old baby are hospitalized after being struck by a car at this intersection in this industrial neighborhood. Malik Knowles lives nearby.
I think that is really sad, and I hope that she gets well and a kid is home.
Police say the mom and baby were in the crosswalk at East 134th Street and St. Anne's Avenue when they were hit by a vehicle at around 10 Friday night. The mom is in stable condition at Harlem Hospital, and the baby is in critical condition. Knowles says this intersection is fairly safe, but more could be done.
Can it be maybe a little more lights out here?
The vehicle did remain at the scene. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in the Port Morris section of the Bronx.
A man is in critical condition after a jet ski accident in the waters near Plum Beach off of southern Brooklyn. Police say at least two people were hurt in the accident. They got the call just before noon today. CPR was administered to a 58-year-old man. And again, he's in critical condition. Funeral services today for the late NYPD officer Amelia Renhack in New Hyde Park on Long Island. She was one of the four people killed by an alleged drunk driver in an accident at a nail salon in Deer Park back on June 28th. Police Commissioner Caban spoke at the wake.
She went above and beyond for the community, for everyone, and she's going to be missed.
The suspect, 64-year-old Stephen Schwally of Dix Hills, is scheduled to be back in court on July 12th. A suspect accused of driving his pickup truck through a group of people on the Lower East Side on July 4th, killing three of them, is being held without bail. 44-year-old Daniel Hyden of Monmouth, New Jersey, faces numerous charges, including aggravated vehicular homicide and driving while intoxicated. The crash happened around 9 p.m. Thursday before the start of the Macy's fireworks show. Police say Hyden was speeding, ran through a stop sign, and then drove up onto the sidewalk. Three people were killed. Eight others were injured. In the latest report of violence on the subways, police say an 85-year-old man was pushed down a flight of steps at the 53rd and Lex subway station last night around 11. Victim was exiting the station when he was accosted. He's in stable condition. Suspect is in custody. Police say there was no altercation prior to the man being pushed. Police say three people suffered minor injuries in a bus cab accident last night on the Upper East Side. It happened just after 7:30 at 1st Avenue between East 74th and 75th Streets. MTA bus was sideswiped by a cab. The bus swerved off the road, hit a tree. Two passengers and the bus driver were hospitalized with minor injuries. The cabbie stayed at the scene. No criminality is suspected.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.